and welcome to the Daily Inspiration. Jesus summed up common sense carefulness in the life of a disciple as unbelief. If we have received the Spirit of God, he will squeeze right through our lives, as if to ask, now where do I come into this relationship, this vacation that you've planned, or these new books you want to read? And he always presses the point until we learn to make him our first consideration. Whenever we put other things first, there is confusion. Do not worry about your life. Don't take the pressure of your provision upon yourself. It is not only wrong to worry, it is unbelief. Do you struggle with that? Do you ever find yourself in that position, just worrying and, you know, and in that sense, are all a victim to unbelief? Worrying means we do not believe that God can look after the practical details of our lives. And it is never anything but those details that worry us, right? Have you ever noticed what Jesus said would choke the word he puts in us? Is it the devil? No. The cares of this world, as in Matthew 13:22. It is always our little worries. We say, I will not trust when I cannot see. And that is where unbelief begins. The only cure for unbelief is obedience to the Spirit. How surface is that? You know, not trusting what we can't see. You know, it's worldly wisdom. You know, worldly wisdom of the world is, believing and trusting in what we can observe. But, you know, we've been shown a deeper way. The things of the Lord are not discerned by the eyes and observed by the eyes, but the Spirit and the eyes of the Spirit. The greatest word of Jesus to his disciples is abandon. You know, we should be living with abandon. Selling out completely to Jesus. You know, what does it mean? You know, you look at that. You look at what a friend we have in Jesus and the lyrics of that. You know, the words of that. You know, we're literally supposed to be yielding to Jesus in all things, pertaining to all things, concerning all things. We shouldn't be worried about anything. We should always be putting our trust in Jesus. And, you know, and when we, you know, reach a mountain that we can't climb, or that we realize that we can't climb most mountains by ourselves. We can't walk through most valleys. You know, through every drought and storm, we should be consulting with Jesus, with our friend. Should be consulting the Father through Jesus, and just laying at the feet of Jesus, as he says. For his yoke is easy and his burden is light. He wants us to bring these things to him. It's so important to just really lay things at the feet of Jesus and just wait on him. Easier said than done, though, right? Yeah, it's important that we learn to live that way. May that be our desire, our hope and prayer. And in Jesus' name, if we struggle with that, if we failed in that area, start again. There's always grace for where we're at. Amen. Thank you for joining us today for the Daily Inspiration. Have a great day. Blessings in Jesus' name. And don't forget to join us for the Saturday morning Bible study. Blessings to you in Jesus' name.